Shake your low-grade frequency fever. Oh my God, how cool. What comes up for you when I say that? Shake your low-grade frequency fever. When I say that, you're like, I know exactly what you mean and I know exactly when I need to do that, but I've never really seen it like that. Because I think a lot of the times we're operating from a low-grade frequency fever. It's like we've caught something, like we've caught a fever. And that's like a low-grade frequency fever. So when you see it that way, you're like, oh, I've caught this. And sometimes you can actually get really used to having it and to live with it. Let's co-create magic. I want this to be, we're going to shake your low-grade frequency fever because we all have it at some stage. And if not in a low-grade frequency fever and you're actually in a really resting high vibration right now, so if you're in like a resting high vibration, then this is going to be really helpful for when you drop into the low-grade frequency fever and you know exactly what I mean. And when you're dropping into it and it's everything is a little numb and you don't quite know what exactly to do, we all get like that. Like I have retriculate like a whole course of all of my modalities, my methodologies on energy work, because that's one of the main things that I do is I'm a business coach, but most of what I do is really energy work. But it's not just fluffy, wuffy energy work. It's energy work of like rearranging our beliefs, rearranging your vibration, and shaking loose those low-grade frequency fevers. What does low-grade frequency fever like feel like to you? Does it feel like you're in a different world? Does it feel like you're in some sort of vortex where you're like, I can't get out? Does it feel like you're really heavy? Does it feel like everything's weighing on you? Do you feel like you just can't shake it? Does it feel like that? What does it feel like for you? I'm going to give you a couple of specific things that I do to shake my low-grade frequency fever, but let's look at the effects of your life, low-grade frequency fever first. So with your low-grade frequency fever, does it feel super heavy? Anger, frustration, heavy. What I like to do with, especially around energy work and especially like by calling it a low-grade frequency fever, it helps me to like even capture it just having a name for it. Instead of just, I'm just feeling low vibe, you might be presenting like somebody that is in a higher vibration. And that's not out of integrity. You might be doing all these fun things, but beneath the surface, you've got a low-grade frequency. Essentially, it's like a low vibration. Because here's the thing. And one of the ways that I work with low-grade frequency fevers is, and the way that I move through it, is you need to have something tangible to work through so you can get a tangible feedback, right? Those are the things that I really want to make sure I hit on in this, because I want to give you not just, let's just highlight what a low-grade frequency fever is. Let's really look at how to move through a low-grade frequency fever and some of the things. Another way to tell, it's a little less obvious, is sales aren't coming through. Cash flow isn't streaming through. So some of the less obvious ways, you're like, I'm really high vibe and I'm doing all the things, but the sales aren't coming through. The cash flow is not coming through. So this is where the low grade frequency fever is beautiful, because it's just like when you're sick, you get a fever to tell your body something's off. Like you get this feeling. So I find that, yes, we get symptoms of we'll feel heavy or we'll feel anger or we'll feel like nothing's working or we'll feel flat or deflated, right? The second thing is, what about feedback? What about actual things that are actually happening? Cash flow slows down. So when you're in a low-grade frequency fever, does cash flow slow down? Do sales feel harder than usual? These are all the ways. These are tells. These are how you tell. Now, this is beautiful. This is the beauty of money and numbers. Money and numbers don't lie. That's why I called Retriculate is my money energy clearing, because the way that I work with energy is I work with money. And you know why I do that? Because money is so clear. It is so evident. It is so informational, as in it will tell you what your vibration is, even if you feel otherwise. So say, for example, you're like, I feel so high vibe. I'm doing all the things and it's not working. Wow. Let's look at, the cash flow is not coming in, the sales aren't coming through, you're not a clear channel. Okay, we've got some energy work to do. So that's the gift is money. The gift of money is like, I've given you some data to work with. Whereas say, for example, body and love, it's a little harder to read. Like love is like subjective, right? It's like how much is love? Like it's not quantifiable. But money is so quantifiable. So when I'm working with the client with their energy work, I only do it around money. You know why I do that? Because I know it's tangible and we can see where we need to shift. I'm not even really working with money. I'm not even really working with money. I'm actually just working with energy. And the money I use as a number to give us feedback of the frequency. It gives you a feedback of the frequency. So you start the day. So this is how to see it. And this is generally how I work with energy through the field of money so that I can figure out, is what we're doing raising your vibration? Is what we're doing shaking your low-grade frequency fever? Because if we're not working with something tangible, it's very subjective. It's very like, there's nothing really specific to say whether it's working or not. Do you feel that like tangibility of it? So that's why I'm never afraid to work with money and energy interchangeably, because if you look at frequency, frequencies are numbers. Frequencies are actually numbers. Like this, it's 463. It's measured in numbers, the frequency that you are emitting, right? So when you look at the radio frequency, it's numbers. So if you take away the dollar sign with money, it's a representation of your frequency, the amount of money that is coming back or not. And that's why sometimes you ever feel like this, if you are doing all the things and the cash flow is not coming through, the sales aren't coming through as effortlessly. And then sometimes it's so effortless, oh my gosh. And then what happens is, okay, this is a random side note. What happens is you might be in a resting high vibration. And so you're in this higher resting vibration. You don't have a low-grade frequency fever, but also you're not taking as much action as you usually do, or you're not planning your week out. But because you've got a higher vibration, the money is coming through easier, more effortless coming through, right? You feel like an open channel. And the problem is you create a story now that if you do not do as much as you were doing before, then money comes through. I've worked with so many clients who have this as a story. So it's if I actually do something, then it's like less money comes through. Because you're getting it, the wires crossed. That it's less about what you're doing and it's more about the vibration you're in when you're doing it. So I have clients and even myself, when I'm doing all of the things in a higher vibration, then it is going to bring in a lot. So I've actually had this specific rearrangement with a lot of clients before. And they're like, okay, whenever I'm in the bath, I'm making money. Whenever I'm doing this, I'm like, okay, this is a representation of a higher frequency. It's not that you didn't take action. It's not that action is bad. It's just the energy we're in when we're taking the action that lowers our vibration. And then it actually creates this story because you're getting the wires crossed about you were in a high vibration. Regardless of the action or not, you are in a higher vibration. And then when you're in a lower vibration, regardless of the action or not, you are going to be, the feedback will be money or not. That's why I love money, because money is just like, it just doesn't lie. It's not smoke and mirrors. It's just like, it's there, it's not. Okay, so by the way, ad break, retriculate. So it is to raise your resting vibration, shape your low-grade frequency, and clear your money channels, because money is this beautiful way that we work with energy. So I don't just be like, okay, come to my energy course. Why? What is it going to help me? So I like to actually, with everything that I do, what's the practical application so that I can see the results for real? I need feedback. I need results. I need a practical application. So it feels real. I need something to feel tactile or tangible for me to feel like it's real. It's coming there and you just get all, it's like a library of my practices. You want to shift out of this energy, this is a practice. You want to shift out of this energy, this is a practice. You want to do this to practice. These are all the ways that we retriculate. So it's lifetime access when you buy retriculates. And currently it's like we have the release practices, the rise practices, the retriculate practices, which are for different energies that we're looking to shake and we're looking to transform. So there's that. Let's make this happen. Let's make this work. The first thing with shaking your frequency, low-grade frequency fever, is to face the gremlin on your shoulder. You know exactly what I mean. Because so many of us, the problem is that the reason you're in a low-grade frequency fever is because you're desiring to be in a high vibration. and you're chasing the high of the high vibration. So you are thinking positively. There is no gremlin in my shoulder and I'm just going to think positive. I'm just going to do my affirmations. I'm just going to be like, I'm in a high vibe. I'm high vibe. I'm high vibe. Okay, I'm high vibe. The high from being in a high vibe is why we get into a low grade frequency fever. I know, right? I'm la la la. I don't want to see it. I don't want to feel it. I'm high vibe. The high of high vibe. I am chasing the high vibe. If you are chasing the high vibe, if you are just wanting to raise into the high vibe and you're not looking at the gremlins on your shoulder that are like, it's not working. You suck. What are you even doing? You're delusional. Whatever the gremlin is saying to you today, what does the gremlin say to you? I have many gremlins and they are very loud at times. That's why I have these whole courses because I needed them. One of the million-dollar celebrations, I was talking to Melanie. I was like, I am so surprised how much success I've created considering how shitty my beliefs can be. And she's like, that's why you have belief addicts. I'm like, that is right. And then we went into this whole thing about belief addicts being a thing. But then after you do the belief addicts, because the belief addicts is very much the mental game, right? After belief addicts is the energy game. It's like during the day is the energy work to connect into the subconscious reprogramming that you were doing. You use the energy work as well. When we are in that low-grade frequency fever, the first thing that you want to do is face what that gremlin is saying on your back. Like face the realness. And so the first thing that we do in Retreat Healing is I give you and take you through the feeling practices. But if you don't even do Retreat Healing, you can do this yourself. The first way, the quickest way, the lightning in a bottle, fastest way to shape your low-grade frequency fever is to feel the feelings with as full intensity as you possibly can. And you just do everything that you can do to get that done. That is a hack. It is a life hack. That is it. It is my, this is where Retriculate was born. Retriculate was born because I had a massive gremlin on my back in about 2018 and this constant feast and famine cycle that was debilitating. Now, but I haven't said this on the internet before. So what happens is, so with Retriculate, this is what we're doing in there. And this is what feast and famine, high and low, ebb and flow, why it happens. Have you ever, let's play a game of have you ever been going for a money goal or aligning for a money goal or needing one from famine, like going, oh my God, I need this sale. There's no shame in this. This is universal. I've been working with clients for 10 years. I know what goes on behind the scenes. There is no shame in it. And I've seen people do extraordinary things in an extraordinary short amount of time. But it all comes from deleting the shame. Like letting it go, laying it out, laying your cards on the table. This is one of the things that I'll say to my clients, lay your freaking cards on the table. Otherwise, we're not shifting anything. Nothing is going to shift if you just keep cards close to your chest. Instead of, yep, that happens to me, unashamedly letting it out, because that is in and of itself an act of releasing the low-grade frequency fever, because it's releasing the shame and the guilt that you have around it. Because guess what? The two lowest vibrations that we have is shame and guilt. The lowest actual technical frequencies of them all is shame and guilt. And so that's why it's this cycle. It's this constant perpetuated cycle, because everybody is so quiet when they're struggling. Everybody's so quiet when they're in the ebb versus I'm in an ebb, I'm in a dip, whatever. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Part of business. Nothing personal. It is business. It is ups and downs and highs and lows and ebbs and flows. But then in your head, you get this guilt trip. You get this shame spiral. They're like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. There's so much shame. There's so much guilt around not being a clear channel for money to come through you. And there's so much shame and so much guilt about tips versus that is what perpetuates it. That's what makes it worse. And that's what gets you stuck there. And that's what gets you like sliding down real fast. This is where energy work comes in really strong. So say, for example, you are aligning to a number all month. What happens is So you start to get a very flight response. No matter where your income is at, no matter where your bank balance is at, most of us will get a fear response, a fight or flight, because a part of the big dreams process is resistance. So resistance is the road leading up to the big dream happening or the goal, whatever it might be, this month, next month, this year. Resistance is happening on the way. Resistance is actually fear made manifest now. So you actually, with every big dream, you put yourself into a state of fight or flight. Your ability to move through that means that you can then dream bigger. That's the work that I do with my clients. They come to me, we have 80K months, 100K months. And then it's the dreaming bigger after that, because there's something that happens after, and I'll tell you what that is. So what happens is you, as a part of a big dream, as a part of setting any goal, you are in fight or flight mode, because what happens in resistance is it's literally fear made manifest now, but it's not, unless it's real fight or flight, as in you have no money in the bank, that's fight or flight, full flight or fight, you got to get the money, that's full flight or flight. But in resistance on the way to a big dream, it's actually like manufactured flight or fight. And that's okay. But it is manufactured. So it's okay. It's not true and real, but the symptoms are exactly the same. You've got this manufactured fight or flight on the way to this big dream or this goal every single month, every single time you're setting like numbers. And I don't recommend not, because it's going to happen anyway. You're going to get a low grade frequency fever anyway. So you're moving through fight. I want you to grab this piece. And this is what creates a low grade frequency fever, specifically after you hit a goal. And this is why you don't grow. You're like spiky. If your growth is spiky, this is why. Because it's obviously a reflection of your frequency. Your frequency is like, that's, if you look at your PayPal graphs, then that's your frequency in graphic form. That's why I love money, because it's, let me tell you your frequency. Here it is. This is a graph of it. Because we don't have a graph for our frequency, but you do if you look at your PayPal account. Who else gets the beauty of that? Not very many people. Business owners. Yay, go us. Versus we're like, oh my God, all these spikes, there's so much shame. I saw. You're in fight or flight. What happens if you're in fight or flight for an extended amount of time? What happens to somebody who is coming out of a fight or flight mode? They're in survival, whether they are or not, whether they technically are in survival or not. Every time you set a big dream, every time you set a goal, this is why people don't set goals, because they don't like this energy that comes with them, because resistance is a part of setting a big dream, because you're going to either manifest the fear now or you are going to experience the fear anyway. The fear is going to be made manifest, it's going to be real. Either it's faked or it's not. You're going to have to get used to this fight or flight energy of creating equilibrium during it if you're a big dreamer. Every single person that is in fight or flight, and what happens when the threat disappears? You go flat. You are empty. Talk to anybody who has been in fight or flight. When that come, it's a come down after us, right? We all know this. So think about like you're flying through the sky. Your fight or flight, you're in survival mode, you're jumping out of a plane. What happens after is this massive come down of energy. So what happens, say, for example, you're in fight or flight, you need to make money, you got to manifest 10 grand today, done. You do it. What happens the next day? Low grade frequency fever. Why? Because you've just come out of fight or flight. Maybe you've had to pay the thing that you had to pay the thing. So now you're out of fight or flight. So what happens? Low grade frequency fever. Because your body relaxed, the cortisol, like you were running on adrenaline. What happens when you run out of adrenaline and you run out of cortisol? You go into full flat mode. That's why when you might find that you get these big sales and then you go into flat mode and you're not doing anything, you're like, oh my God, I could just be ramping this up. I could be going in the next levels. But no, I'm just sitting here doing nothing. And I know that they, like, now I'm safe. There's this certain level of money in the bank that makes you feel safe. And so then you sit back and you chill out, and then it goes down below that, and then you get in fight or flight again, and then away you go again. Make sense? Landing. Know what I mean? So it's just being aware of this process, and this is what we move through in Retriculate, is we are actually looking at the specific things of being able to move through these and really work through these energies and becoming aware of them, so we're not just ghosts or ships in the night walking through our days and wondering why the cash flow is slowing down, wondering why the sales are slowing down, not being an active participant in your frequency, not being an active participant in raising your resting vibration, just being at effect of it, because you're not being active in it. You're being very passive about it. And maybe you're sprinkling some affirmations on here and there. Maybe you're sprinkling some meditations, but it's all about the intention. You may be journaling, but it's all about the intention that you go into it as you go in and you're like, okay, channel through me and to me exactly what I need to hear from you today. So it's like actually setting up all these ways that you're going to get the feedback and get the know-how and know how to actually raise your resting vibration, know how to shake your low-grade frequency fever. That is going to be the vibe. So that's the first like thing. Okay. How does that land? I want to hear from you guys. Let me know how that lands before I skip to the next bit, and then I will be finishing off for you guys. But I've got one more little treat for you. But does that make sense? So like low-grade frequency fever, it's not the only time that it happens, but it's very common that it happens around this situation, is when you are either you have a big dream, you've been chasing that big dream, then you achieve that big dream, and then you go into like low-grade frequency fever. Big dreams are subjective. It might be your $1,000 day. It might be your big dream. Then you have it and then you go into this. And so as you can just move through this, like with the retriculate, you move your energy, you're getting stuck less in these low-grade frequency fevers. You're shifting them quicker. And the quicker you shift through these, the more money you make. Bottom line. Because you're moving through. You're seeing them, you're spotting them way beyond they're having a detrimental effect on your life. I'm really glad we got that out. I feel like that is, if you allow that, that is actually revolutionary because nobody else is speaking of it like this. I ditch before doors close because I hate the fight or flight. Yeah, and this is a part of being an entrepreneur. It's a part of being a human. You are not going to escape being in fight or flight, but you can move through it with more grace and ease and flow. That's what Retriculate is. It's to move through the resistance. When you are aligning yourself to a certain number or goal or situation, and to clear the energy when you're moving through, the whole point of my practices is to bring equilibrium. And you cannot bring equilibrium if you are not feeling the feelings. And everybody talks about feeling the feelings, but there are specific ways in which you can really complete these cycles instead of feeling the feelings consistently and constantly. For example, you can't feel a feeling in its full intensity for more than 90 seconds. I dare you to try. Sobbing for more than 90 seconds is almost like impossible. Like flat out, you go through waves, yeah, and you might start sobbing again, but you go through waves. So, Retriculate is on free sale. I am so excited that I get to bring this to you. You can run like the wind with this if you want to work through all of these practices and processes to shift the energies and to get these gremlins off your back and to give yourself some equilibrium through the process of attracting and aligning and bringing in your big dreams, achieving your goals, all of these things that you want to do in your business and in your life. You're going to have to get better at navigating the gap between where you are and where you're going, the gap between what you want and what you don't have. And navigating that, if you can master that, then you're going to have a lot more of a peaceful journey. But also, that peaceful journey is going to be a lot more active. So you're going to be a lot more attentive. You're going to be a lot more active. You're going to be a lot more intentional. You're going to be feeling those feelings. You're going to be moving through them. So sometimes it can appear more disruptive. But all you're doing is taking dormant volcanoes that are actually clearly active, and you're moving through them. You're not just letting them sit there dormant. They're affecting you regardless of whether the volcano's there. It's bubbling under the surface anyway. You may as well activate it to get it out of your system so it's not affecting your field as much as it currently is. And so that can on the surface look more disruptive than what I was saying. But the current version of you moving through the vibrations, that is more disruptive. It's just more sly. It's less noticeable. You can't actually see that is, oh my God, I was in fight or flight. My cortisol, my adrenaline was super high. And then I achieved this number. And then I went into full like low grade frequency. Then it dropped down below what I was happy with. And then I had to raise it all up again. I had to raise my adrenaline. I had to raise my cortisol to bring it back in again. And it's just that feast and famine is born there. That's exactly why and how it happens. It's literally because of this fight or flight mode that you get into on the way. And then once the threat is gone and the money's in the bank, you go into, the adrenaline is gone, the cortisol is gone, and you can't take the action you were taking before. So for me, it's let's get you to take action regardless. As it's not, you don't take action as a reaction. You take action from a really grounded, specific place of it's intentional, it's active always. It's aligning always. It's not reactionary. Oh my God, the money's running out. I'm dipping. I need to take action. No, it's like I have standards of taking action that are not a part of money in the bank or not. I can't wait to have you guys in Retriculate. You're going to love it. You're going to be obsessed with it. And so message me. We are on pre-sale right now. We are officially launching a live round of Retriculate because I feel like you guys need it right now. It's going to be life-changing. Come in. You can come in now. You don't have to wait for the live round. Immediately when you come in, you're going to have access to the current practices inside of there. And then we're going to do a live round together just to give you that extra juice, those extra this vibe here, but more of the how to, the specific like how to's. But that'll shake your resting vibrate, your low grade frequency fever right now. If you can just become aware of the gremlins that are on your back and really face them, really look at them and find ways to move them through. If you want the specific practices of how we move them through, how we reach the peak emotions, in order to release our energy fields, that's what we have in Retriculate for you. So I hope you have the best day ever growing to big dreams. Thank you so much for being here. I'm about to go to my client session now. And then after that, I actually have my Creator Mind call. So if you're in Creator Mind, I will see you on that. Message me for details on Retriculate and I will see you in the next video. Thank you so much for being here, Chief Big Dreamer of the Internet is out.